Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, I wanted to share about this young lady by the name of Mariah Peters. Chris, I don't know if you've heard of her. I didn't hear of her till recently.
Yeah.
She is a singer, and most recently she had the opportunity to be on one of those singing contestant shows where they kind of audition you and kind of see if this is something that, you know, they select you to be on this televised program.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her testimony on I Am Second. I really want you to hear this testimony because, you know, you see so many things happening today in the secular realm with singers and just all kind of different things. I want you to listen to this young lady's heart as she kind of shares her encounter and what has happened since she's had that opportunity.
Simon, Randy, Kara, and Avril Lavigne. I walked through the doors and was side stage, about to stand on that floor where you sing your song. Sorry, I didn't do my hair today. I kept singing and got to the big part, and they stopped me, and I said, okay. And I discovered my love of music when it had the biggest impact on me. And I think that was in sixth grade. I went to a camp with my church, and the music, it was just a guy on a guitar, but he played really well and beautifully, and it was a worship song, and I had my first, like, music plus God really powerful moment. I was like, wow, like, this is powerful. And so that was when music really impacted me. And then God kind of took me on a bit of a journey where I was able to use music to impact other people. And it started with just leading worship at my church. And then it got more serious when I sung at church for an Easter service. And after the service was over, this man came up to me and he was like, oh, he looked like he just got out of a gang. He was walking towards me. I got a little nervous and he started crying and he just said, that song that you sang, like, the Spirit moved my heart when you sang that song. And I was like, okay, God, this is something special. This is something powerful and I want to be a part of it. One day, I came downstairs, the application and the map and everything out on the kitchen table. The American Idol auditions are at this time, at this place, on this day, we're going. I was like, all right, let's do it. I get excited. There's a few months between the first audition, when you see, like, the huge arena full of people, and that moment on the screen when you see the contestants in front of the celebrity panel. That whole process was covered in prayer by my family, by family friends, and I really believe that it was that prayer that gave me the strength to be as bold as I was during that whole process. I was very open about my faith, very just excited to share that. I'm saving my first kiss until the day I get married, just things like that. And in the end, when I made it through those few months of auditions and I got to the celebrity panel, those were the things that they criticized. They complimented my voice, complimented my look, and then started saying things like, so we see on your bio here that you've never kissed anybody. They said, we see here that you teach a girls' Bible study and tell us about that. I'm like, yeah, I teach a girls' Bible study on my public school campus and it's amazing. I love it. And then the comments came. You're trying to be too perfect. I think you need to go out into the world and make some mistakes and get some life experience and come back. You need to go out and kiss somebody, and that'll make you feel sexier, and then come back. After hearing that, I was just like, all right, God, your will be done. And I walked out of the room. That's when Ryan Seacrest had the camera on me. How did they say no and all this stuff? And part of me wanted to say, well, what the heck? Was fighting the tears. And then this small part of me ultimately said, God has opened up the doors up until this point, but now he's closed them. And I'm not going to question any of this because I know that he has a greater plan. And by God's strength, I was able to say that in my mind and in my heart. I was just like, God, why did you take me through these months of auditioning when I could have been studying for finals and enjoying prom? But there was a reason. There was a purpose. And I found out exactly what that purpose was the moment I exited the building. And a man came chasing after me and said, hey, I heard what you said on camera about God, and I'm a believer, and I heard you singing through the doors, and I really want you to meet somebody. Really, from the time that I had stepped out of the auditioning room to going down an elevator to exiting a building, was the amount of time that it took for God to open the next door and do a complete miracle. Since then, I have signed with a label. I signed with the manager, and I'm engaged to Joel. It's 100 years old, from the 1920s. I don't know what a carrot means, but apparently it's a big carrot too. Sounds good to me. I am saving the first kiss until the wedding day. Ugh, so much more difficult than I thought it was gonna be. But I think that I should carry through and follow through what God showed me. I'm just glad that I found a man who would not only accept the standards that I've had, but want to create new ones with me. My fiance has been so supportive and so wonderful in knowing this is what God has called us to do.
Is that awesome?
Wow.
Just a few months. Yeah, a few months later after taping this, she did get married. And she had that first kiss on her wedding day.
Wow.
That's what it says here. But, you know, this is remarkable. You know, I love to hear stories like this and testimonies like this because, you know, here she goes out to try this audition, and they tell her, you got to go kiss somebody. You're trying to be too perfect. The world is always going to see that way. They're always going to see that if you're living for God, they shouldn't try to be perfect. No, I'm just trying to honor the Lord. I'm trying to do the right thing before God.
Right.
And to think that they tell her, go ahead and just kiss somebody. Just go ahead and give your emotions to someone so that you can be quote-unquote sexier. It's like, what is that?
Right.
What is that? And so in the time that you see where people are just throwing, you know, themselves everywhere, it's refreshing. It's refreshing to see this young lady who stands for God, who stands for what she believes in.
Mm-hmm.
And says, I'm not even, forget compromising myself, you know, with sex. Or I'm not going to kiss. I'm not even going to kiss somebody.
How often do you hear that?
I'm not even going to kiss somebody until I actually get married. And so what she thought was supposed to be a rejection, right? What she thought was going to be, you know, the biggest thing that, oh my goodness, she didn't make it, wind up being really moving into her destiny. She didn't want to get a record deal. She's a Christian artist. We're going to listen to one of her songs. This is pretty awesome. I think that the title of her album is I Choose Jesus, and that's one of the tracks. But she also has a song called Well Done. But what was really cool about Moriah is that she was a woman of principle before the Lord, and she wanted to keep herself pure and right before God and didn't want to get corrupted. And because she didn't compromise her standards, her devotion to the Lord, mm-hmm. God blessed her. He blessed her with, you know, the opportunity to do what she wanted to do and exercise her giftings so she could be able to sing and do what she's called to do. But then God blessed her with a husband, you know, and a husband, a man that respected her standards and her values. I mean, listen, if you set values for yourself, whether you're a young lady, whether you're, you know, young man, young or old, if you set standards for yourself before God and before others and you stick to them, people can honor them. And so, you know, that was so awesome of her. She said, listen, these are my standards. That's it. I'm not going to do that. And if you mm-hmm. want to be with me,
right.
your lips ain't touching my lips right. until I get married. It's just not going to happen. And so that was so, so cool. I want you to listen to a song that Moriah Peters just put out. And her name is Moriah, M-O-R-I-A-H, Moriah. And I want you to listen to it. It's called Well Done. Moriah Peters, you listen to VFN Radio.
I'm headed down this narrow road, chosen by a few. And all that I know is you told me to follow you. I'm taking a risk and leaving it all, not knowing what I'll go through. But I'm not alone as long as I follow you. So when my life's a leap of faith, I can hear you say, well done, well done. I'm gonna chase you, Lord, I'm gonna show the world your love. Whoa, I'll run, I'm gonna run this race to hear you say well done. If people walk with me, talk with me, looking for truth, they're gonna find out soon. If they're following me, then they're gonna follow you. So let my life speak loud and clear, Lord, I want to hear. Well done, well done. I'm gonna chase you, Lord, I'm gonna show the world your love.
Mariah Peters, my goodness, what an awesome song. Run, I'm going to run this race to hear you say, well done. I mean, this is awesome. Listen, it's no chance or by accident. Listen, if you honor God, God's going to bless you. You can stand for truth no matter what place you find yourself in, no matter what of the seven mountains that you find yourself in, whether it's in the media and entertainment and family and business and government, you can stand for truth and you can stand for the Lord and just being yourself. My goodness, a television show, a reality show that shows normal everyday people, I guess, if you will, Doug Dynasty, I don't know how normal and everyday they are, but but they show a genuine family that wants to put God first. And it's now the most watched, most viewed ever reality TV program. But they honor Jesus. Listen, no matter where you find yourself, honor the Lord, be true to God, and watch what God will do on your behalf. And He'll use you. He'll use you to touch many people for Him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.